If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, May 26, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School Board to discuss placing bond on November ballot. Hotel worker in Cambria posts video harassing Israeli couple on social media. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy this morning, then partly cloudy. Highs in the low 70s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's action items is the next step for the proposed general obligation bond for the district. Tonight's resolution would approve placing the bond on the November ballot, which would require 55% or more voters' approval to pass. At least two-thirds of board members must agree to adopt the resolution. The resolution says the bond would not exceed $205 million and is for the purpose of raising money for the improvement, upgrade, renovation, rebuilding, replacement, furnishing, and equipping of the district's high school classrooms, sites, and facilities. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or watch online. Tonight's Atascadero City Council meeting will include a discussion of the city's draft environmental impact report for its 2045 general plan. The EIR analyzes and identifies impacts related to the changes caused by the general plan update. The city must propose mitigation efforts and reduce as many impacts as possible. The agenda says that even with mitigation efforts, impacts to air quality and greenhouse gas emissions as a result of the general plan update remain significant and unavoidable. Circulation of the EIR for public review is currently in effect. Comments can be submitted through June 4th. The next steps for the city's 2045 general plan update will be a fiscal analysis in June and a final adoption in fall. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Hotel worker in Cambria harasses Israeli couple and receives thousands of dollars in GoFundMe support. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. A staff member at Ocean Point Ranch in Cambria confronted an Israeli couple last week while they were checking into the hotel. A video shows a staff member asking the woman checking in with her partner if she is a Zionist and whether they served in the IDF and killed babies. Here are some sound clips of the post on Instagram.
I said, let's free Palestine.
When we pay for a room, you're supposed to be completely objective with your clients. Completely objective. You should be embarrassed of yourself.
All I said was
in California.
All I said was free Palestine.
Yeah.
All I said was free Palestine.
And you said that Israel is
a Zionist state. Israel is a Zionist state. You are a Zionist.
You even know what a Zionist is.
You're a Zionist. Are you a Zionist? Are you a baby killer?
The description on the post says, quote, I've never stared into the soul of the devil like I did tonight. If you see them in or around California, let's give them hell. Ocean Point Ranch said the staff member resigned from his position and that the video does not reflect the hospitality and professionalism their team members are trained to deliver. The man, who identified himself as Ryan Smith in a GoFundMe campaign that he launched after resigning, has raised more than $13,000. Jerry Clay Sr., a lifelong resident of Atascadero, passed away peacefully on May 4th. Jerry was born in Fort Worth, Texas, and moved to Atascadero at the age of 6, settling on a property on Sycamore Road. He was married to his wife, Vivian Clay, for nearly 72 years and raised 6 children. Jerry served on the Atascadero City Council and as mayor, and has also helped to found the Faces of Freedom Memorial. Jerry's lifelong passion was baseball, playing baseball at Atascadero High School in the 1950s and coaching every level of youth baseball in Atascadero for over 37 years. He is survived by his wife, Vivian, their 6 children, and a large family of grandchildren and great-grandchildren. The Clay family invites those who wish to support Jerry's memory to make a contribution to Jerry and Vivian Clay Youth Opportunity Fund, established to support youth athletics, FFA, 4-H, leadership programs, and other opportunities. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo will be conducting a series of prescribed burns in California Valley, starting today and going through June 19th. The project will take place adjacent to Fire Station 42, with smoke visible throughout Highway 58, Branch Mountain Road, and Soda Lake Road. Prescribed burns will be conducted as weather and air quality conditions permit. Motorists are advised to use caution when traveling the area, as fire equipment and personnel may be present along roadways. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Mariners beat the Athletics 9-2, the Dodgers over the Rockies 5-3, the Phillies shut out the Padres 3-0, the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 6-2, the Yankees over the Royals 4-3. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Rockies, the Athletics will go against the Mariners, the Giants will face the Diamondbacks, the Padres will go against the Phillies, and the Yankees will face the Royals. In California news, late last week, a storage tank containing toxic chemicals was at risk of exploding in Orange County. The threat of an explosion led to the evacuation order of over 50,000 people. Fire officials needed to cool the tank to prevent a toxic leak or an explosion. Exposure to the chemical can cause serious respiratory problems and damage to the skin, eyes, and throat. While the worst-case scenario has been avoided, there is still risk to the surrounding area. An Amber Alert has been issued for a 4-year-old girl last seen in Los Angeles with a 40-year-old man. Deleza Fregoso was confirmed abducted by Ruben Fregoso, according to CHP, last seen on Sunday near Alsace Avenue and Ferndale Street. A small plane crashed near Woodlake this weekend, killing the pilot. The crash occurred on Saturday morning on Road 204 near Avenue 336. The pilot has been identified as 74-year-old Michael Hill of San Bernardino County. Officials are investigating the crash. Hill took off from Woodlake Airport and crashed a short distance beyond the runway. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, livestock organizations like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association have endorsed the Fair and Accurate Ingredient Representation on Labels Act. NCBA's Senior Vice President of Government Affairs, Ethan Lane, says the legislation would help to ensure consumer transparency by addressing the labeling of cell-cultivated protein and plant-based alternative protein products.
For years, lab-grown and plant-based protein products have used traditional beef labeling terms, creating consumer confusion throughout the marketplace. The Fair Labels Act is a critical step toward protecting the integrity of real food animal products and ensuring consumers have clear, accurate information at the meat case. We welcome the growing bipartisan effort to address mislabeling on these manufactured products, and we encourage Congress to swiftly pass the Fair Labels Act.
Now, Senator Pete Ricketts of Nebraska and Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania sponsored the bipartisan Senate version of the Fair Labels Act, while Representatives Mark Alford of Missouri, August Pfluger of Texas, Mike Flood of Nebraska, Idaho's Mike Simpson, Buddy Carter of Georgia, and Tony Weed of Wisconsin sponsored the House version.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day. The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. For decades, experts have done their best to estimate the size of California's almond crop prior to harvest. With the state producing most of the world's supply, the global market rises and falls with the fate of Central Valley crop. Expectation of a shortage can stoke competition among buyers and raise prices, while a large crop forecast can achieve the opposite. It affects many lives, said Jasbir Sidhu, who grows almonds in Fresno and Madera counties. But the expansion of California's almond industry, which brought greater variation from one orchard to the next, made it harder to forecast statewide yields by sampling a subset of orchards. In December, the Almond Board of California's directors voted to stop funding a key forecast provided for decades by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Instead, the industry is looking to private entities to fund new ways to estimate the crop. While counting nuts may not be rocket science, some firms have leveraged experience in aerospace engineering, using technologies such as remote sensing and machine learning to forecast crop yields. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Cloudy skies this morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. West-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight with lows right around 40. West-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 60s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday, sunny on Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday. Mid-60s Thursday, upper 70s Friday, low 80s Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday and Monday, 87 a week from today. Currently, it is 53 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors are brushing off any new concerns about the Iran conflict. Crude oil prices have cooled. Brent crude is trading around $99 a barrel, West Texas Intermediate at 92. BP shares are down more than 5%, though, after its board unanimously decided to remove its chair, Albert Manifold. The company cites oversight and conduct issues. Manifold just took over BP in October. Uber Technologies is offering to buy a German-based competitor, Delivery Hero, for more than $11 billion. Delivery Hero is an international business, but it does not operate in the U.S. AutoZone reported an upbeat quarter, though investors are concerned about its cautious forecast for its auto parts stores outside the U.S. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel,
238-3080. We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com as we're ready to go with freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL on this Tuesday. Finally figured it out.
People say I'm no good, crazy as a loon. 'Cause I get stoned in the morning, I get drunk in the afternoon. Kinda like my old blue tick hound, I like to lay around in the shade. And I ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made. 'Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, you just leave
KPRL alone. Exchange.
Coming up this afternoon, protecting what matters, Barry's in, and oh, he's got a lineup today. Jordan Cunningham, former state assembly member, and he is a president of the Slo County Lincolns Club. They'll be talking about, something that's coming up, the primaries and the elections and the impacts these local and state elections could have on the county. And then Heather Moreno, the 5th District Supervisor, will be in the 1 o'clock hour. So, Barry's loaded this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Also, one of the things about Memorial Day to the folks at the cemetery, Tom and Rosie and everybody that's on the board, John Bertone, et cetera, Rob. One of the great things about going to the ceremony is just driving in and seeing that beautiful, huge American flag. Because you can see it coming down. And it's just, it adds so much to it. Just a great look. You get emotional when you're just driving in and you're seeing that flag there. It is so cool. So, all right, thanks. Also, Mr. Jerry Clay, who passed away. Jerry, of course, as he served the community of Atascadero in many, many ways, as Chris indicated, not only on the council, but so many other things. I don't know how he got stuff done in 24 hours, all the things he was involved with and consistently over the years. Jerry and I worked together doing Greyhound football back in the Scott McLean, Coach Welsh era. And I can still remember the day after Thanksgiving going down to the playoffs. I think one of them was at Woodbridge. And we're both on the bus there with everybody else, all the rooters and stuff. And we have our turkey sandwiches and our brown paper bags and coming back late at night and so forth. Just good memories working with him on particularly that run with Greyhound football back in the late 80s. So, Jerry, boy, he did a lot. He did a lot. All right, let's see here, folks. Throw something out at you. They're the school board meeting tonight, and of course the potential for a bond being put on the November ballot. We haven't done this in quite a few, more than months. I don't know when the last time was, but let's go right to it. Our completely unscientific but absolutely accurate poll: yes or no on a school bond for the city of, not the city, for the Paso Robles School District. And one of the things, and again, you can text or call in and let us know. And I somehow think that the board may get wind of this. They might. So, again, completely unscientific but absolutely accurate poll. So, I think I saw or heard something about the bond regarding some more, I don't know, maintenance or whatever it is. And I think that there was a mention of asbestos. Now, public education in California, it's K through private or public schools, they are legally required to maintain an asbestos management plan. And from what I've read or heard, this may not have been necessarily done within the Paso Robles School District in a timely manner. Now, the asbestos, there was not a complete ban, but back in the late 70s, as with a lot of places around the country, if not most of the United States, there were huge concerns about asbestos, the Environmental Protection Agency. There was an asbestos ban and phase-out rule, which banned the manufacturing and processing of most new asbestos-containing building materials. So it would be interesting to find out, if we can, exactly what has the Paso Robles School District, if there is some concerns about this, what have they done, and have they been following the required asbestos management plan to what the state says? Not so sure on that. And then the other side is, if they haven't, what are the potentials for lawsuits? Just to throw something out at you. So, are you in favor of a bond or are you not? So, there you go. Start off this morning here on The Right Choice, AM 1230 KPRL. And Chris, this story out of Cambria. So this thing or whatever was working?
Yes.
And some guests showed up or they were there. So how did this start? Does the story say?
It doesn't say how it started. They were checking into, I guess, their room at the establishment. And I don't know why or he asked this, but he asked them if they were Zionists.
I wonder if it had to do with something they were wearing or maybe just their name, which sometimes may be an indication. And then they just kind of got into it, I guess. And he is out of work, but he's looking for money and thus far has raised over $13,000.
Correct.
Okay, well, it's people's money. It's their money. They could do what they want with it, I suppose. But oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Boy, you know, we had something, if you remember, a week or 2 weeks ago, a person in Massachusetts referred to somebody who was complaining about a man in a girl's bathroom or ladies restroom. He referred to her as homophobic or some other name. I wonder if people, when they hire those, might want to tell their employees, you might want to keep your mouth shut. And don't be stupid. Follow the rules and so forth and so on. After all, particularly Planet Fitness, it's called the judgment-free zone. I think that they did get rid of that person, I think. All right, so speaking of that, somebody sent me this in this morning. And this is from another state, but it plays in California and in most states in the United States of America. It's about 2.5 minutes long, and this guy has had enough. I don't know if this is a council meeting or a school board meeting. I'm going to assume it was a council meeting. And he warms up as he's going along, shall we say. And he does hold his language, but you can figure it out. So here you go. And again,
this may be happening in another or happened in another state, but it does, shall we say, fly all over the country, particularly in California.
I'm born and raised on Cape Cod. What is on the line is very simple. It is a declaration of your allegiance either to the American citizen, the legal taxpaying American citizen, or the chosen community of foreign nationals who have been trafficked into this country for purposes of census data, for purposes of seats, for purposes of power, and for purposes of taxes. I am sick to effing death of paying for the such bullshit, and I'm sick to death of being lectured about compassion, about patience and understanding. I have lived here all my life, and I have been required for all 40 years of that life to obey the law and follow the rules. There will be no Social Security check for me when I can't work anymore. I have never once received any of the benefits that have been spoken of here. Nobody is beating down my door to help me fix up my house so that it doesn't collapse on me or lower the cost of the electricity that I have to pay. I don't get health insurance. I can't afford it. But I am punished by this state for not being able to afford it so that people who are in this country illegally can benefit from it and go see the doctor whenever they want. And that is a fact. And I am sick of it. I am not an ununderstanding individual. I am not an uncompassionate individual. But my generosity has been abused, and I am sick of it. I am sick of being treated as an indentured servant to foreign nationals in my country and in my community. And I don't give a damn whose feelings that hurts. And for the record, I traveled abroad to a foreign nation, and you would not believe the amount of documentation I was required to have on me at all times and show whenever anybody asked. And you can bet your ass if I broke their laws, they would have nailed my ass to the wall. And I was very well behaved over there, and I was very respectful to the people because I was a guest in their country. I wasn't due anything.
So there you have it, folks. Again, sentiments that can be played throughout the United States of America if enough people would stand up to those people that are making these decisions. I guess you can say in some cases you put them in office as well. And they may somewhat turn on you. They may somewhat turn on you. All right, 238-577. Let's see here on the text. Big no on new bond. No on school bond. You know, I should have asked for... could you give me some explanations, too? Because that helps the conversation. Two big no's. Also, the Lost at Sea Memorial Day ceremony yesterday afternoon at Cayucas Pier was very touching. Okay, well, I'm glad you attended any of the services yesterday. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. Yes, we did. We went to Templeton. It was delightful. It was great.
Oh, good.
It was a good program. Question. The asbestos management program for the schools, what's that attached to? What's that for?
Well, the state law requires school districts to safely remove or contain asbestos, and they're supposed to do these management plans. And there's some question whether the school district has been doing this according to the state laws.
Mm.
So well, because I think I saw or heard or, you know, somebody told me that part of this push for the bond from wording was having to do with asbestos. Well, my question would be, and others, if you are having questions about asbestos and you think there may be an issue, then why haven't you done something with these millions and millions of dollars just in bonds since 2008 or 6? And
well, what schools have asbestos in them currently? We have all these new schools. None of those are going to have asbestos in it. And by the way,
well, that's one of the questions that's being asked, because if you're saying that and it's not true, isn't that a lie?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so, and again,
you know,
go ahead.
The thing about asbestos, one of the things that bugs me, when it's in place, you know, we used to use it for siding and insulation, all kinds of things. When it's in place, it's not dangerous. The problem with asbestos, when you mine it, and the dust gets in your lungs, and yes, it will cause cancer, that's for sure. But when you have it someplace and it's already in a product and it's just sitting there, it's not harmful. So if you don't disturb it, there's no harm. And oh, by the way, there's a lot of pipes in the ground that have been in the ground for 40 years and they're still being used. There's no harm in that.
Okay.
So why are we removing it then? If you disturb it, then there's a problem. If you cut it and you create dust, then there's a problem.
Is there a time frame with this asbestos that, you know, after X amount of years, it just kind of gets a little, you know, dried out and flaky and, you know, those particles go into the air?
I don't, the dust, if it's not floating in the air, if it's flaking off something and falling to the ground, that's not, unless you, and even if you eat it, that wouldn't hurt you. That's not the problem. The problem is when it's, namely when it's being mined and there's lots of dust, or being manufactured, or being demolished. If you happen to be cutting it with the saw, then you're creating dust, now you have an issue.
Okay.
But the other part of that is I don't think any of our schools have asbestos in them. That, I'm puzzled by that.
Well, that's why I'm...
Do they?
Well, that's why I'm bringing this up, because, again, I can't remember if I read it or was told that there was some reference in the language on the proposal about this. Well, if that's not the case, then why would you say that?
To scare people into voting for a bond? How about that? Could that be a possibility?
Gee, you think... Oh, come on. You don't think they would do anything like that, do you?
No, we don't use fear tactics, do we?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm just throwing that out there because it may be an issue. And, again, if you go back to, you know, when these codes were made... you know, you're explaining that it doesn't cause harm if it's not, you know, messed with and so forth, but we've seen enough of those commercials on television where, you know, people are suing and getting money for, you know, issues related from asbestos.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lawyer would tell you that, you know, if it's true what I said, that doesn't mean they wouldn't win in court. That's a good point. But the other part of it is the only school in this area that I would bet has asbestos siding or insulation would be the boys' school, which was built 60 years ago or even a little bit longer ago, something like that. But all the rest of our elementary schools and middle schools here in Paso Robles, in the North County for that matter, do any of them have asbestos in there? Are any of them more than, say, 45 years old?
Well, the one that shut down here,
maybe.
Georgia Brown, probably.
Yeah, so I'm guessing there's a possibility that there's something, but it wouldn't be much, because any time they would have renovated, they would have had to get in. It is a state law; you'd have to get rid of the asbestos. I disagree with it, but I get it. I understand. But to that point, that means there's really no asbestos left in any of our school buildings.
I'd
like to know.
Well, one of the things I'd be interested to find out, and you're exactly right, if there is, and then if there isn't, why would you need to do have this asbestos management plan?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. And you already have DSA inspectors throughout the state. That's the Department of Architecture that does the inspection on school builds. They would be able to walk through a school and recognize if there's any asbestos in it and do a little bit of digging. It's something that the state should do anyways. I don't see where the school districts would be. They're not inspectors. Nobody at the school district is an inspector. The state has inspectors, but our school districts don't.
So what's the school district going to do? Hire somebody else to look when we already have people that are qualified to do that to work for the state?
Well, again, I don't know how this management plan works. If you, you know, hand in the plan and the state sees something, they say, well, we're going to send somebody down to, you know, do X, Y, and Z, or you need to hire somebody. I have no idea. Again, this is just something that that was brought to my attention, not necessarily as fact, but there is some, shall we say, speculation and wording regarding this.
Well, I would like some backup on that, shall we say. What's the origin of that, and why do you think it's necessary? If you happen to know that there's asbestos siding somewhere in one of these schools, then, or insulation, or let's point it out. Let's see. I'd like to know.
Okay. Now, with that, yes or no on the school bond?
No. And I will tell you that I'm in the construction industry. On the periphery of it, it would benefit me, and you know, indirectly, not directly. But it's not appropriate based on what I've seen and heard. It's not appropriate. Mm. I'm well aware that we have a problem with our test scores, and there's a lot of things that could be done with this school, or in the schools, that should be done ahead of building new buildings. I disagree totally that a nice building promotes better scores on tests. It just that's a disconnect. That's just not true.
Well, I would
good teacher in a tent can get good results. We all know that.
Well, I guess a couple of things there. One is we're assuming that all teachers are good, which in any industry that's not possible. We have heard over the years that it's difficult and expensive to get rid of bad teachers, but we also know that a bigger problem is discipline.
Right, and that's part of that issue is with the school, with the unions and the lawsuits. We have a lot of strings attached to the teacher that prevent them from being able to do their jobs. And if the bond would straighten some of that out, then I might support it. But it's not going to.
No,
there's other issues. And I know you've mentioned that, or somebody mentioned that the new principal at the high school is actually. Is doing some discipline of kids that don't go to class. And apparently that wasn't happening before. And those are the kinds of things that need to be taking place that don't really cost any money. It's people just doing their jobs and not being afraid to discipline the kids to a certain extent.
Yes.
We can't have chaos.
No, I've heard good things about the new principal there. So,
yeah,
but that doesn't change the fact that the kids still can't read and write.
Absolutely not.
That's going to take time.
But, and there are school districts that are doing it well, so let's see what they're doing, and let's change our program so that doesn't happen here. But I don't see that happening.
Well.
I don't.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. $205 million will solve the problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no doubt.
I got to go.
Okay. See ya.
All right. Bye. I'm going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. A former staff member at Ocean Point Ranch in Cambria confronted an Israeli couple, confronting them in a video and asking if they were Zionists, served in the IDF, and if they killed babies. The description says, quote, "If you see them in or around California, let's give them hell." Ocean Point says the staff member resigned from his position after taking the video, and it does not reflect the expectations of their team members. The Passerable School Board's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's action items is the next step for the proposed general obligation bond for the district, a vote by the board to place it on the November ballot. The bond would require 55% or more of voter approval to pass. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or watch online. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy this morning, then partly cloudy, highs in the low 70s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The U.S. launching new strikes now against southern Iran, calling them self-defense.
Targets included missile launch sites and Iranian boats attempting to lay mines. The U.S. military also struck a surface-to-air missile site in Bandar Abbas that was targeting U.S. warplanes.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. This is Peace Talks Continue in Qatar. Officials have now lifted mandatory evacuation order for thousands now that the threat of a toxic chemical tank explosion in Southern California is over.
The crack that formed in the tank relieved much of the pressure that had been building up, eliminating the risk of a boiling liquid expanding vapor explosion, or BLEVI. They also say that the temperature is down inside of the tank. Even though a crack formed, fire officials say that air samples show there are currently no chemicals leaking into the atmosphere.
Fox's Max Gordon. America's listening to Fox News.
For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Kajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store, and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility. Not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices. Designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting, and soon the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
If I turn on the mic, it works better. Let's see here. 8 minutes away from 7 at the right choice, KPRL, time for sports, and it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
NBA, the Knicks completed a four-game sweep of the Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Final, 130-93. They led by as many as 45 last night, winning their 11th game in a row in these playoffs. Coach Mike Brown says everybody played a part.
I mean, I can say a lot about our team individually, especially 33 assists on 48 baskets, but, you know, our bench was fantastic.
New York is the first team to win three series-clinching games by 30 points or more in a single postseason, and they're heading to the NBA Finals for the first time since 1999. On the ice, Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals in Montreal, the Hurricanes clipped the Canadiens 3-2 in overtime for a 2-1 lead in that series. That's back-to-back OT victories for Carolina. Baseball, Tatsuya Imai and the Tattoos combined for the first no-hitter in the majors in over a year as the Astros routed the Rangers 9-0. Christian Walker homered for the fourth time in the last 3 days and drove in three. The last no-no was in September of 2024. Phillies blanked the Padres 3-0. Jesus Luzardo and friends scattered five hits. Kyle Schwarber hit his league-leading 21st dinger. Pirates edged the Cubs 2-1. Chicago has now dropped 9 in a row. Orioles outlasted the Rays 9-7 in 13 innings. This one was 2-2 through 9. But both teams scored in the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th innings. Colton Cowser ending it with his second walk-off homer in as many days. Nationals knocked six balls out of the park in a 10-2 romp over the Guardians. Curtis Meade hit two of them. Wins for the Mariners, Dodgers, Yankees, Diamondbacks, Marlins, Reds, White Sox, and Brewers. And at the French Open, a good day for the seeds, including a couple of top Americans, men's fifth seed Ben Shelton, and women's number six Amanda Anisimova, both straight set winners. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by The Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical and Tascadero, offering quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, figure this one out. Cloudy skies early, followed by partial clearing. Highs right around 70. Passing clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the low 40s. Partly cloudy on your Wednesday with highs in the mid-60s. Okay. Thursday, maybe about 25-30% chance of rain later in the day. Mid-60s, mid-70s on Friday. Saturday, low 80s. Mid-80s Sunday. Monday, mid-80s and upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down, 5:52 a.m., 8:10 p.m. We are at 54. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Hoot, hoot,
world famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed, your St. Louis, Bispoke County wide approved concealed carry training team. Checking in to see what animals may be out there on the highways and the byways and get them home safe and sound where they need to be. And in most cases, they want to be. They like getting those two or three squares a day. All right, as I look to my left after this long weekend, there is nothing to report here on the world-famous Pet Alert. And Chris, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you want to look at it, we are up against the clock, so once again, you will get another day off on the calories used for your brain.
I'll consider that fortunate this time.
But tomorrow, you may have a question. No, you know what? I'm not going to tell you because I don't want you looking it up.
All righty.
Okay. All right, folks, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, TascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, 4 minutes. 4 minutes left here in this hour, and as we have trivia. And trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles, and Templeton, and of course, out at the airport, known as the 1-9er Diner. You're qualified for gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, this is the most portrayed literary character. Who is it? 238-5775-238-KPRL. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the most portrayed literary character. Who do you think it is? Okay, got somebody who's quick on the draw, on their noodle, and whatever else we want to use. The brain cells are working very well. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Sherlock Holmes.
No, not Sherlock, Sherlock Holmes.
That's a good guess, though.
It is a good guess. But there's a, whenever I, well, not whenever, but when I think of Sherlock Holmes, I also think of a saying. I may tell you it off the air, Chris. I can't say it on the air. It has something to do with Sherlock.
Understood.
Do you know what it is?
Know something, Sherlock?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. Hi, good morning.
Yes, it's God.
No, this is the most portrayed literary character according to the Guinness Book of World Records. All right, back to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Samuel Clemens.
No, he would have been the author. That's Mark Twain, for those of you. This most portrayed literary character. 238-5775-238-KPRL. Okay. Can I give you a hint? Well, many have suggested that this character was based on a couple of different people. And if I gave you the names, it'd be... However, there is no conclusive evidence to support these claims. So, anyway, that's it, and I'll let you know here in just a couple seconds.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Tonight, the Tascadero City Council meeting will include a discussion of the city's draft environmental impact report for its 2045 general plan update. The IR analyzes and identifies impacts related to changes caused by the general plan update. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo will be conducting a series of prescribed burns in California Valley starting today and going through June 19th. The project will take place adjacent to Fire Station 42. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy this morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
I hope you will find this comfortable.
Dracula. There you go. Dracula, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. It was on this day in 1897 that Bram Stoker's gothic horror novel is published. All right, two more to go. This hour was brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain,
granite quartz, marbles, slabs, and much, much more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.